Welcome to Managing Tech Millions, the podcast for tech professionals navigating the journey from high earners to confident wealth managers. Struggling with equity compensation decisions? Are you curious about turning your portfolio into a thriving, scalable business? You're in the right place. Master your millions, own your legacy. Join us each week as we uncover strategies, share actionable insights, and help you take charge as CEO of your financial future. The biggest myth in wealth management is that high net worth professionals should be focused on investing. Better stocks, better allocations, better returns. Now that advice isn't wrong, but it's incomplete. And the gap between what you're doing and what's possible is the reason many still feel financially anxious despite having millions. The portfolio is performing, the returns look good, and yet something still feels off. I'm Christopher Nelson, and after building my own microfamily office and helping hundreds of others to do the same, I've proven that the gap between where you are and where you should be has nothing to do with investment selection and everything to do with how you operate. Today, I'm going to walk you through three shifts that happen when you stop investing and start running your wealth like a business. Let's go to the first one, which is you're not an investor, you are the CEO. That's an identity shift, and it's the one that changes everything else. When you cross the $1 million threshold, the financial industry hands you a label, accredited investor. And with that label comes a set of assumptions. First, you should go find a good advisor. Second, you should trust their allocation recommendations. And third, you should check it once a year, maybe twice, and let the professionals handle it. And that framing feels safe because you're busy. You're running a company or you're leading a team or seeing patients. And the last thing you need is another thing to do on your plate. But here's what that framing actually does. It puts you in the passenger seat of your own wealth. Think about how you operate at work, or if you're retired, how you used to operate. You set strategy, you hire specialists, you hold people accountable to outcomes, you review the numbers, you make the calls. Now, think about how you operate with your money. Someone else sets the strategy, someone else picks the investments, and you nod along in quarterly review, hoping that the charts go up and to the right? I'll tell you when this hit me. After my first IPO, I sat down with Morgan Stanley, and they wanted to put me into a standard 60-40 portfolio, stocks and bonds, the same allocation they give anyone who walked through the door. And I remember sitting there thinking, this doesn't align with my goals at all. This isn't a strategy built for me. This is a cookie cutter template that works for them. That's when it hit me. Nobody's coming to save me. If I want to hit my goals, it's going to be me that makes it happen. So you stop being a client and start being what I call the portfolio CEO. And the portfolio CEO does not outsource the strategy. The portfolio CEO sets the strategy and then hires specialists to execute within it. Your financial advisor, your tax strategist, your estate attorney, they become vendors on your team, not the other way around. You already have the operational skills to run this. You've been setting goals and managing people much of your life. Wealth management is the same discipline applied to a new domain. That's the identity shift, investor to CEO. Now, once you make that shift, once you accept that you're the CEO, the next question becomes, the CEO of what exactly? And that brings us to the second shift. You don't have a portfolio, you have a business. Most people think of their wealth as a portfolio, a collection of accounts, brokerage here, 401k there, some RSUs, maybe a rental property or two. A bunch of separate things loosely connected by the fact that you own them. But a portfolio by itself isn't a business. And if you're going to be the CEO, you need a business to run. Here's what most people miss. If you have $1 million to $30 million in investable assets, you're likely sitting on a business that could generate six figures in annual cash flow. It's not that the potential isn't there, it's that the structure isn't. Here's what I mean. A business has structure, legal entities, governance, clear lines of authority, and a business has a team, not just one generalist advisor, but specialists who each own a function. A business has visibility. You can see every number, every account, every entity in one place, and the business has a plan. Not vague, grow my wealth goal, but a documented strategy with measurable outcomes. The ultra wealthy manage their wealth in a single family office, dedicated operations with a full-time staff, legal infrastructure, tax strategy, and a formal investment process. Now, a traditional single family office can cost millions of dollars a year to operate, so the assumption has always been that this level of sophistication is out of reach if you just have $1 million to $30 million net worth. But that assumption is wrong. The same principles that run a $500 million family office can be scaled down and applied at your level. Same components, same rigor, fraction of the cost. This is what a micro family office is. It's the business of managing your wealth with structure, a team, visibility, and a plan. So here's how this happened for me. Before I built my micro family office, my wealth was 90% concentrated in a single stock, Splunk. That was it. No structure, no strategy, no team. Then I started hearing about family offices. So I reached out to a friend of mine, Marco, who's the chief investment officer for a billion-dollar family office. And what I realized in that conversation changed everything. These people weren't geniuses. They weren't doing anything that I couldn't understand. They had a proven, refined system that they were operating from. That's the difference. So I spent several years studying and learning from family offices, and I built my own. I created my legacy statement and investment thesis. I set up the two-company architecture. I hired a fractional expert team, and I refined my trust structure. I built out a dashboard that shows not just portfolio returns, but tax efficiency, allocation across asset categories, and cash flow coverage. And once that structure was in place, everything changed. The financial anxiety that I'd been carrying for years was gone. Every account, every entity, every dollar was visible in one place. My tax bill, substantially lower. Not because I was cutting corners, but because the structure unlocked strategies that didn't exist before. The second shift is structural. You stop treating your wealth like a collection of accounts and start treating it like a business with real infrastructure. So you're the CEO, you've built the business. Now, what do you actually do every quarter? This brings us to the third shift. You don't need more investments. You need a system. This is the one that surprises people the most. Because when you have money, the world tells you the answer is always invest more, find the next deal, get into that fund, add another asset class. But more investments without a system is how you end up with a junk drawer of financial products that nobody, including you, fully understands. And without a system to keep it all organized and compliant, even the right strategies can create more liability than they solve. The ultra wealthy don't operate this way. They run a predictable, repeatable operating rhythm. I call it the run cycle. And it turns wealth management from a reactive, anxiety-driven process into a structured business operation. I learned this the hard way. Before I had this system, my investment decisions were reactive. Somebody would pitch me a deal, I'd get excited, and I'd write a check. I made a few VC investments that way, and they went to zero. I had no filter, no criteria, no buy box. I was evaluating opportunities based on how good the pitch was, not whether they fit my thesis in allocation need. Once I built the system, that changed completely. Every opportunity now passes through my investment thesis. If it doesn't fit the criteria, it doesn't matter how good the pitch deck looks, it's a no. So let's bring this together. Here's what happened when I stopped just investing. First, I stopped thinking of myself as an investor and started operating as the CEO of my wealth. My advisors work for me, I set the strategy, they help me execute. Second, I stopped treating my wealth like a scattered portfolio and started running it like a business. Structure, team, visibility, and plan. Third, I stopped chasing more investments and started running a system, a quarterly rhythm, a documented thesis, a business plan for my wealth. These aren't advanced financial strategies. They're operational strategies. The goal is to transition from money maker to money manager. And if you have $1 million to $30 million in net worth and you're ready to actually implement this, I would love to have you at our next live workshop. It's a 2-hour deep dive on implementing the architect phase for your microfamily office. You will walk away with a legacy statement, an investment thesis, and a portfolio structure tailored to your goals. At the time of recording this, we've had over 1,600 people just like you come through this workshop. Head over to wealthops.io/go or click the link below this video to register. Our next workshop is likely in just a few days. And after you sign up, check out this video on the microfamily office structure. We go deep on it in the workshop. Let's keep building.